they call it bluegrass, but I, to me, that's kind of the kind of music, and even real twangy country music is the kind of music that's, there's a sincerity there that most rock music just lacks because it's so blatantly commercial.
Is there any label that you could put on what you call twangy country music as opposed to, say, what Willie Nelson does?
Oh, sure. Now, Willie Nelson is more the... there's a Texas enclave, which involves Willie Nelson and Waylon Jennings and Tom Paul Glaser and some others that... it's kind of a laid-back style, and it's not really grand old Opry music. See, country music to me really is grand old Opry music. Porter Wagoner, Buck Owens, Roy Acuff, Conway Twitty. The Texas group has just, they've really become popular and really too much popular in the last 4 or 5 years.
Have you ever heard that called progressive country?
Yeah, progressive country, sure.
Is Vassar Clements in that group now?
Well, he used to play with a lot of different, he plays with a lot of different types of people.
He had his own band.
Yeah, he used to play with the Dixie Gentlemen, Tut Taylor and what are those brothers' names? Well, I forget. Tut Taylor and the Dixie Gentlemen and Vassar Clements played with them, and they're strictly a bluegrass folk. They were strictly a bluegrass folk group. And let's see. But he plays, he's played for some, played back up for what I would call soft rock people and country rock. Music has become less and less, you're able to label it less and less as the years go along, really, because it's such a, things get so mixed up.
Where would you put, say, Jerry Jeff Walker?
Well, first and foremost, he's a drunk. I put people like Jerry Jeff Walker and David Allan Coe and Johnny Paycheck, maybe. People like, and Merle Haggard. They kind of form they're what I call a roughneck group. I mean, you know, they have no qualms about going to prison or... they generally led a rough life. I mean, Merle Haggard has led a rough life, and there are certain styles. Like, those people have a certain style, toughness, a real masculine toughness. I mean, you need to take this job and shove it, stuff, songs like that. I mean, that's a little different from the Porter Wagoner kind of conservative country style.
You heard of the Earl Scruggs Review?
Yeah. Now I really liked Earl Scruggs and Lester Flatt when they were together, and they had their TV show, you know. I watched that every night. And I haven't listened much to the Earl Scruggs Review as such, but he's broken away from the Porter Wagoner school with the Review and gone into more